What's up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets, episode 102. To be honest with you, this is actually the second recording of this episode. I had published it a few hours ago, and I went back and listened to it, and it just wasn't my favorite episode, and this is really one that I wanted to do a good job on. Usually, I am someone who says, you know, I subscribe to the philosophy of done is better than perfect. But sometimes I look back and I just want to redo it because I can. And a few hundred people listened to it, but I wanted to redo it if I could, just because I think you guys deserve it. So I did, by the way, draw the winners on that podcast episode live. But on this one, I'm just going to tell you who won. The other thing we're going to be talking about on today's episode is how to sell products on Instagram. So, if you don't sell products, you'll still get some sales psychology tips if you want to stick around. And I am going to save the giveaway until the end. If you just can't wait, I guess you can skip forward. But I figured it would be kind of anticlimactic if I gave you the winners right at the beginning and then went to an episode after. So you're not going to book a call if you won in the next hour. So you might as well be patient and just wait until the end of the episode to hear the winners. Yeah, guys, this is going to be a fun episode. So I'm going to cut off the music and I'm not going to do any ads this episode. So one sec. So the first thing we're going to talk about with e-commerce, so you can be an online store owner now, or maybe you're a local store and you're looking to build an online presence and take your sales online. So the first thing that you need, and I know it's going to sound obvious, but it's a really good product. And this is so much easier said than done, because most e-commerce businesses nowadays, they're started, especially if you're a brand new entrepreneur, you're starting one like a print on demand or drop shipping, or you're starting Amazon FBA, and all of these business models are viable. But in a lot of cases, you're using Amazon research tools and things like that to see what products are selling, but also don't have a ton of competition. And then you just source that product and maybe you private label it and modify it a little bit, or maybe you just directly drop ship it. And what this does is it makes it so you could potentially have more people come on and sell the exact same product as you, but it also makes it so you can start a business a lot quicker with a lot less risk. But the problem is, if you sell anything that's not high quality, regardless of if it's a unique thing, you're gonna have so many customer service issues. You're gonna have to do product refunds. They're gonna put you in the hole. You're gonna have bad publicity. There's so much, you're gonna have bad reviews, and your conversions are just gonna go down and down over time. And you're just not doing e-commerce the right way, because if you were able to sell a bunch of a crappy product, you would feel kind of weird about it at that point, to be honest, or a lot of people would. So I've actually had this with my e-commerce business in the past, where we have some products that we sell that are decent and they are cheap. So it's not like we're charging a ton of money for them. But if customers don't rave about them, it does make it a lot harder, especially when you're running paid ads, because if you're running paid ads to it, if you can get people to share the ad, meaning that they really love the product you're showing them, it drastically reduces your ad cost and raises your return on ad spend, because you get all this free traffic from people sharing your ad, and that only really happens if you have an awesome product. So I could go on and on about why you need an awesome product, and you probably already understood that before, but I wanted to just lay out some examples so you really understand that if you don't find a quality product, you will be back to the drawing board in a year or two, even if you make a quick buck. So it won't be a total waste of time, because you'll learn e-commerce. But if you're looking for something that you don't have to redo in a couple years, then you are going to have to find a quality product. The second thing you need to sell online is you have to understand that pay to play is okay, and it's something that you should embrace. So a lot of times people ask, is Instagram becoming more pay to play? And the answer is that Google, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of them are pay to play because business is pay to play. So it's not something you should be totally scared of, but it is something that you need to learn, and it's difficult. So to give you an example, in my e-commerce business last week, I did a new product debut and we did like a 50% off sale just to test it out and see if it would work. And we posted to over 46,000 followers multiple times. We emailed roughly like a little over 8,000 emails like four times, posted to our Facebook of 1,500 to 2K, somewhere in there, multiple times about the sale going on. And then I also ran paid ads with a few $100, and I was able to generate more sales with paid ads than I was able to with organic marketing. Now, the organic marketing sales were actually higher. They made us more money because even though there were less of them, they didn't cost us the ad spend to get those sales. They were people who already followed us for free. So the total profit was higher there, but the total revenue was higher somewhere else. And the main point I'm trying to make is you want the combination of the two because it's really difficult to rely on organic marketing because now I've already organic marketed to that audience and I can't just, okay, I'll run another sale next week and expect the same results, right? And then I'll just run another sale each week. You can't really do that. You can just, it's kind of like a lemon and, well, I guess maybe not a lemon, like a sponge, and it builds up. And once it's full, then you can squeeze it out. That's like your organic audience for sales. And then it has to refill again. And, I will say, guys, I do apologize because I do feel like I over promote on the podcast. Sometimes I have been rapid testing a lot of coaching offers recently. And at the end of this, I will introduce to you one more if that's all right with you. But I've been really trying to, design different coaching packages for different people. And I've kind of just rattled a lot of offers off in the last few episodes. So I do apologize, but at the same time, I don't because I do have conviction in my product. So we're good. But anyways, going back to pay to play. You do want some kind of way to spend money on advertising and make money because business is spending money to make money. That's always been known. And if you're really scared of, I just want to do organic marketing, you're going to be really capped off on your potential. And it's also always going to require your time. So with paid advertising, like for instance, over the last week here, I've been running my giveaway, and a lot of you who follow me on Instagram or if you've ever visited my profile, you've probably seen some giveaway ads from me in the last week. Some of you maybe more than you want to. I've just been trying to, you know, really use that opportunity while the giveaway is going on. So I had ads running and I posted probably like three or four times over the last 2 weeks, maybe a little bit more than that over the last 2 weeks. But at the same time, you probably saw a lot of posts from me. So when you do paid advertising, you at least have that in the mix. It does make it a little bit easier that your business doesn't always have to be organic posting to be growing because you have another thing going for you. So you should at least be thinking, how would my business exist online with paid ads? Because the only time that you're going to keep running those paid ads is if they make you more money than they cost. And that's really the awesome equation that we're all going for in online entrepreneurship is how can I spend money to make more money on advertising? And then you just scale it. It's way more complex than, and then just scale. But, you know what I'm saying? Like once you can get that equation down, then you can keep putting more energy and effort and money into that and produce a profit. So don't be scared of pay to play, all right? The next thing you need to understand with sales is no matter what you do, your main profession is still going to be sales. Even if you're an artist, if you can't sell your paintings, it's going to be very hard for you to do art full time. Do you agree? If you are a video editor, it's going to be very hard to do video editing full time if you don't get paid enough for you to do it as your full-time job. Do you agree? So no matter how good of a video editor you are, or if you make the best art in the world, if you don't get sales, you can't keep doing that job full time. And I know a lot of you are really trying to transition from your day job to being an entrepreneur. So really, if you can do paid advertising, that's going to be the quickest way, because organic marketing might take you years of posting a lot, because it took me a couple years to build those organic audiences that I was just talking about with that e-commerce business, versus I could just run paid ads and just start it right away. And both were nice, but organic audiences is something you want to build over time. And paid advertising is something that if you just started a business and then you can get paid advertising down quickly, which it's not easy, but if you can get it down and you can be patient with it and you can learn and, you know, be willing to split test and see it through and just keep tweaking and, you know, seeing it through. Okay. And finding a good offer to start, because none of your marketing practice will matter if you can't get that good offer at the beginning. But if you have a good offer, then that means that there is some way to profitably sell your product through paid advertising. And you can work your day job while paid ads are just running during the day and getting you sales, so that you actually have a chance of leaving that job. Now, you will be having to spend money on ads, but it's better to be in a position when you are making money. If you're trying to transition out from a job into being an entrepreneur, it's easier to do like things like spend money on paid ads while you have your steady income coming in, and you just say, okay, I'm just going to allocate $200, $400, $800 a week on paid ads and try to figure this out, because as soon as I figure this out, then I can be at my day job and making sales. Make sense? So, yeah, really be okay with pay to play and really embrace it, because it's not saying paying for followers. It's saying paying for sales, paying for profitable sales. The other pitfall online marketers have, this is probably a little bit more, to coaches that I'd be speaking to, or anyone with like a higher value offer, where you can be proactive about pursuing sales. In online marketing, we love to tweak our website and our funnels and our offers, and we love to tweak our emails or write some more emails, do some graphic design, make a post. And the reason why we do all of that is to indirectly get sales eventually. Right? Even if you're trying to get followers, if you are a business that sells stuff, you are trying to eventually get sales. So if there are sales right in front of your face, you should be aware of that, because everything else you're doing is just indirectly to get to there. But a lot of businesses are in denial that their primary job is sales. So let's take the artist example. You're painting a painting, and then someone DMs you asking about custom work. And you say, I'm going to message you later. I guess you can do that maybe if you're in the flow and you really don't want to, you know, break your focus on the painting. I'm not a painter, so I don't get it. But in most cases, the business should just pay attention to that customer and get that sale, because that's the reason why you're doing it all. Because the main thing you want is to be able to be a full-time entrepreneur. In most cases, you want to be able to be a full-time entrepreneur that makes enough money to support what you're doing. And in order to do that, you have to make sales. So just know, like, sometimes I'll have even people messaging me asking about certain packages. And I'll be so enticed to, like, like in online marketing, we just want our ads to close people for us, because we want to be like, I'm not in sales, but I do run ads that close people. And that can definitely happen. But a lot of times, even customers in e-commerce will like email you and have questions, and you'll not want to respond because it's annoying. And instead you go tweak the website, when if you can solve that customer service problem, they'll buy something from you. So just know that your primary job is sales, and that's going to determine your actions to be more correct. It is why I feel like I want to teach you this, because ideally, if you follow that principle, I do think more, you guys will get more sales. And that's really the end goal of what we're all trying to do here. The last concept I want to go into, and I know a lot of you that are in e-commerce were maybe expecting me to talk about make sure you have an upsell after your main offer that relates to the main offer, and it's, you know, a quarter of the price of the main offer, and two downsells after that, and more technical stuff, because everyone loves the technical stuff. But I wanted to give you some information that you otherwise might not hear that is going to move the needle more for you. And that's more talking about the big sales principles that you may be missing, which will make the focusing on the little things pretty much insignificant if you don't get the big things right. So upon talking to a student last week on a sales call, a coaching session with her, and she was asking about how to sell her product. She was telling me, so she sells photography for realtors in Costa Rica. So these realtors hire her to take the photos of the house, and the whole pitch is, you know, these photos are essentially going to look a lot better than the photos that you would come out with. And she wasn't getting sales, and she told me the people here aren't buying. It's just not a thing in Costa Rica that people invest in the high quality photography for the homes. And that's why it's not selling. And everyone out there probably has some kind of story similar to this, and there might be some validity to your story. However, if we let that story be the end of us thinking about our sales process, what does that lead us to do? That just means, oh, well, people don't buy that here, so I guess I'll close down the business. When that's not really what's happening, because the value of that offer is the same wherever you go. You're just going to price it accordingly. But if people like it in one country, they like it in the other. We just have to sell it properly. So I kind of asked about our sales process, and it was, not this super refined sales process. It was more of, hey, this is what I do. Do you want to do it? To say it short. I wouldn't be doing her justice if I actually tried to give her sales process, but it wasn't like super well thought out with special verbiage and value building phrases. And that's what you need, is value building phrases. Now, the thing with building value with someone you've never met before, which if you are an online store, e-commerce seller, and you're running ads to someone, guess what? They've never met you before. So you have to talk to them like this. You have to use facts, because you have to understand that they don't believe you. They very likely don't believe you. Even if you've got a ton of followers and a ton of awesome reviews, everyone is skeptical online nowadays to some degree. So if you say something like, I'm going to take the best photos of your house that you've ever seen, they're not going to believe you naturally. But if you build value using facts that you just like have to go find online, or use some kind of facts for your company, for instance, when I was selling knives.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
We were selling the world's sharpest knives, but if I said, hey guys, these are the world's sharpest knives, people wouldn't believe me. However, when I said we were on Modern Marvels for World's Sharpest Knives, everyone believed me, because I'm just telling you, we were on this show called World's Sharpest Knives. You can't argue with that, unless you want to be like, no, you weren't. And it's like, would I be making that up? But of course, they would think that I would say, these are the world's sharpest, right? So what are you saying right now that is actually an opinion to someone who doesn't trust you yet? Because you have to use facts when you're building value. So I said, what you need to find is some kind of stat related to why the photos on a listing is a major factor in driving how quickly it sells. And I'm like, I'm sure there's something out there, because it truly is important. So I'm like, if you can go find some kind of fact, like studies show that listings sell 50% faster when they have professional quality images done versus images shot on a camera. then you can really sell your product a lot easier, even if you would charge a higher price after building that value. You can also sell it by saying, hey, if you're sick of taking your own photos and you just want to get back to doing what you do best, I come in, I'll take the photos for you, I'll edit them, I'll upload them, I'll do all of that for you, and they will be high quality photos that will sell your listing faster, then I'm pretty sure you can just charge whatever price you want. So if you identify your product, your problem as the value in your offer and the way you're selling it, you're going to reach a solution. If you identify the problem as people are broke, people don't buy that because of this, you're not going to identify the solution. So hopefully I just taught you a lesson of how you can, you know, help yourself a little bit easier with figuring out why something might not be selling. And how you can really, you know, think, what really are we doing for people? What is the biggest problem that we are solving? And why don't we base our marketing around that? Okay. So I hope that gives you guys some clarity of how to not just build a landing page that goes to an offer, how to build an ebook that sells your product, and all these things are how to actually do it. Those are like the tactics on how to actually do it. But the big things have to be right first. And that's why I wanted to teach you more general sales concepts of, like, if you don't have a quality product, it's not going to work. If you don't embrace the fact that marketing is pay to play when you're really trying to do big sales numbers in your business, or you're trying to grow quickly, or you're trying to grow in an automated way that you don't always have to be posting and running sales manually to get sales, then you should probably look at doing some kind of paid advertising. Facebook and Instagram ads being what I think are the easiest, especially for e-commerce. You really should be doing Facebook and Instagram ads for e-commerce. YouTube ads are great, but I don't know shit about them. LinkedIn ads, don't know anything about them. Facebook just has the most data, and that's why it's usually the best advertising, in my opinion, and a lot of people would say the same. So let's announce the giveaway winners, guys. So like I said, this is a re-recording of this episode, and I was much more concise with my information. The last one was like an hour 20. Anyways, one of the winners is Kathy Smith. Kathy, I believe you are an avid listener of the show, and you are in my marketing group, Instagram Marketing Masters on Facebook, and I've messaged you multiple times. If you're the Kathy I'm thinking about, so good job. I'm glad that you won. And by the way, guys, there was 420 entries, oddly enough, these really were randomly drawn using a random number generator tied to these names. So even though she's like an avid listener, I did not hand select her, I promise you. Drew Brown is the next winner. And then the next winner after that is Tala Faisal. That's T-A-L-H-A. So congratulations, guys. Go ahead and DM me at IGM Secrets. And hopefully there's not multiple Kathy Smiths or Drew Browns, but I believe there should just be one. But thank you so much for playing, guys. And we may do that again in the future, but it's not really my thing. However, do not go anywhere. Please hear me out on this new package that I like to put together. And I apologize if you feel like I'm ever over-marketing on the podcast, but I also don't apologize because this is truly what I think is one of the best coaching programs that I've put together ever and what I've seen out there, because I went under the concept of, if I wouldn't buy this myself 3 years ago, I'm not going to make it. And I kept tweaking it and tweaking it and tweaking it to create an offer that gave me the highest probability to make a significant impact on your business's social media sales. So just so you know who this is for a business that's already figured out their offer. They're just looking to refine their sales process and or their traffic from social media. Maybe your sales process is killer, you need more traffic, maybe you need help with both. If you already have your product solved and your business built, this is who this is for. E-commerce, absolutely. Coaches, some of you, there's going to be gray space in some of those areas. If I don't believe that I can earn you your investment back, I will rightfully let you know. I promise I'll be very honest about this. If I don't think I can earn you your investment back, I will let you know, because in order to get into this program, we do have to do a free 45-minute consultation call. You and me to see if you would be a good fit. But what it includes is it includes, first off, there's four different types of coaching all put together to make a program that is just designed so you have the highest chance to succeed, okay? The first part to it is group coaching, because when you do group coaching and it's a weekly call, a weekly group coaching call that you can only ask questions about social media marketing on. The reason why is because when a group call doesn't have that refinement, you listen to a bunch of people ask questions about stuff that is not relevant to you. However, if you can hear other businesses ask questions that are relevant to what you're doing, it's actually extremely impactful. So once a week, there's a group call. Come on every single week if you want to, and ask your social media marketing questions and get it answered live. So that's the first part. The second part is one-on-one coaching, because I've done a lot of coaching myself in the past, and I've found that there are certain conversations that need to happen, but also never happen on group coaching calls, because maybe it's personal and you don't want to ask about it, or you're just like scared that it's not going to be relevant to anyone else on the call, so you don't want to ask it. Yet sometimes they're the most important things. So once a month, we're going to have a one-on-one call, just you and me. So that is where we're going to address whatever specific problems you have going on in your business. One of the things that I pride myself on being better on as a coach, apart from Instagram marketing and sales, is if you need a pep talk or you're just looking to figure something out with your career and entrepreneurship and how you can make it work with your family, life balance, and stuff like that. Obviously, there's only so many times you can talk to another entrepreneur about just entrepreneur and life things. So if we need to address stuff like that, we can. Otherwise, we'll address whatever is specific to your business at that time so that we can keep the ball rolling. The next part that you get is because I realized a lot of times people that I coach don't necessarily know what to ask me because they don't realize some of the things they're doing wrong. So anyone in this program, I am going to follow you on Instagram. And if I see you doing something wrong, don't worry, I'm not going to be an asshole, but I'm going to DM you and say, hey, you should probably do this. You should probably do this. Whatever it is, I'm going to proactively coach you throughout that, because there's a lot of things that you don't know that you're doing wrong, but I will catch from being able to watch you. The last thing you get is you get all of my video courses for free with it. You get IGM University and Social Launch Formula for free, so that you can just access what, like, if there's a specific thing I need to teach you to do, I'll just be like, watch this video so that we can save our call for talking about something more specific to your business. So there's a 4-month package and a 6-month package. I'm not going to tell you the price, but for unveiling it, just to say thank you for entering the giveaway too, I am doing a pretty big discount for the first 5 people that get in. It is going to be a 4-figure investment on the lower end, so don't be too scared of it, but also don't book a call with me if you have no interest in working with me further. But this is only for people that I really think that I can help get to that next level and earn your investment back and then some, because the information that I'm going to teach you over that time, you're going to be able to use for the rest of your life. And the amount that you would pay me to do this program is honestly insignificant over the course of your life. I can guarantee you that. And it's going to be stuff that you use all the time. But after 4 or 6 months, depending on your business, we'll discuss this on the call, which one I think would be better for you, then you will be able to use it forever. And the main goal is to, you know, we're going to figure out paid ads for your business. We're going to figure out your organic marketing. We're going to do everything on social media, all of my advanced tactics, but we're going to work on it together, and you're going to have that accountability, and you're truly going to get every bit of value that I have. So if you identify with me as a coach, if you like my free value, you can only imagine how much value I can bring you when I get to actually work with you on your business personally. So I'm so excited about this. Honestly, I can't wait to see who gets in this program, and you will have my undivided attention. So book a call, okay? Fill out a quick application at the link in the description. book a call. We'll get on the phone real soon and we're going to talk for 45 minutes. If I think I can help you, I'll let you know and we'll go over the pricing. You can tell me yes or no. If I don't think I can help you, I'll let you know and I'll send you off in the proper direction. So again, don't book it if you have no interest in discussing personal coaching with me. But if you are willing to invest in your business and you're super serious about your success on social media overall, okay, mostly Instagram, but obviously we can talk about any kind of social media platform and just general entrepreneurship things, because I've done Amazon FBA, I've done dropshipping, done print on demand, I've done affiliate marketing, I've done email marketing, okay, I've done multiple social platforms. I can help you in a lot of areas, but Instagram is really where we are going to crush it, my friend. So book at the link in the description. And guys, thank you for listening to the podcast episode. I will see you next week for an interview with my good friend, Brooke Wandling.